is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two people were killed in arson wildfires in southern New Mexico. Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford says 29 individuals remain unaccounted for.
We do have the search and rescue teams out with the dogs that are actually going lot to lot, burn house to burn house, checking everything. So far, thank the Lord, everything's been clear.
The FBI is offering $10,000 reward money for information leading to arrest and conviction of whoever it was who started two fires in the region. The death toll from Friday's mass shooting in Fordyce, Arkansas, climbed to four with the death of 23-year-old nurse and mother Callie Weems. Nine others were wounded. Accused gunman Travis Eugene Posey is in custody. Motivation unknown. Russia reporting six people killed, including two kids, and over 100 injured and wounded in Ukrainian missile and drone attacks in the Crimean port city of Sevastopol. One person killed in continuing Russian aerial bombardment of Kharkiv. This is ABC News. In Saudi Arabia, more than 1,300 Muslims died from the heat during the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, holiest site in all of Islam. Officials say most were unauthorized pilgrims who succumbed to 120-degree heat, walking long distances in a pilgrimage most Muslims are required to make at least once in their lifetimes. Pakistani climatologist Fahad Saeed sees climate change.
We must do climate action to stop the global warming.
Egyptian authorities accused 16 travel agencies with facilitating the travel of the unauthorized pilgrims. Lucas McClish back home in Boulder Creek, California, after more than a week in the Santa Cruz Mountains after getting lost in what was supposed to be a three-hour hike. He was able to keep hydrated.
I drank at least a gallon of water every day. But then after, like, getting close to the end of it, I was just, my body needed food.
Waxing philosophic, McClish called it a humbling, awesome experience. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, original local music from Wisconsin. It's been a kind of an interesting night tonight. We're following the weather right now, severe weather through the area. Looking at the radar right now, it looks like the Madison-Dane County area is pretty much done with for the night. But for our listeners listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK AM 540, that weather is coming towards you right now. And in fact, Corey Hartman, looks like a new severe thunderstorm warning was just issued for Waukesha.
That's right. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Waukesha County. That goes until 8:45 p.m., and that severe thunderstorm has 60-mile-per-hour winds and some 1-inch hail. So, again, this is for the Waukesha area. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued, and that's going to go until 8:45 tonight. Now, a little bit closer to home here in Madison, I do want to mention that there is a tree down almost blocking the entire Highway 14 southbound south of Fitchburg. So, again, there's a tree down that they're letting people kind of take the shoulder and the ditch and go around it here. But there is a tree down blocking most of Highway 14 south of Fitchburg if you're heading that direction tonight southbound.
And, Corey, that's also the south of there, actually, down in Rock, and it looks like maybe Walworth County. That's the only existing tornado warning at the moment.
Right. There was a confirmed tornado west of Janesville earlier, outside of our coverage area, of course. But that storm now is east of Janesville, east of the interstate, and it'll be heading up over toward the Richmond area. But that one not affecting any of our civic media stations at this time.
And the storm moving toward Waukesha and eventually Milwaukee, where Summerfest is happening, Corey, is the tornadic characteristics of the storm dissipating, or is that still a concern?
No, the National Weather Service says that there is still the possibility of more tornadoes to possibly spin up tonight. These are going to be kind of along the leading edge of the storm, so definitely not what you want to hear. We've got a concert at Miller Park. We've got Summerfest going on, a million outdoor activities here in the heart of summer, and people that direction definitely need to keep an eye on things as it comes in from the west. Again, for right now, it's not even raining in Waukesha, but those severe storms are knocking on the door.
All right, Corey Hartman, meteorologist here at Civic Media. We appreciate you, and keep us updated for the city of Waukesha in the next hour here, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Let's do a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour now. And these guys are going to be at Atwood Fest here in Madison. We'll tell you all about it. It's the flavor that kills. I love this song. Turn it up. It's the American Dream on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
Take a look. secured in the safety of your haircut and the labels on your clothes. Are you gonna let go? Who gets thrown away? It will be a pleasure to hear what you have to say. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift that you can't open up alone. Just won't work. The daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help ending up alone.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of the flavor that kills. That was Home, American Dream before that. And the flavor that kills, they're going to be at Atwood Fest. What is it? The 10th year anniversary of Atwood Fest as it in its current form. The flavor that kills will be on the Luther Allison stage on Saturday, July 27th. Rocker, of course, you the man that booked Atwood Fest this year. And I want to personally thank you for putting the flavor that kills on the Luther Allison stage at 3:15 on Saturday.
You know, Jimmy, we have a lot of cool bands that play at Atwood Fest. And of course, we have Steely Dan and VO5 doing, you know, Steely Dan music and classic disco. But you know, that really allows us to bring in a lot of artists maybe you've never heard before, or really good artists that, like I said, you never heard before, like Moonglow, Jimmy. They're coming from the Fox River Valley. Great jam band. They're going to be playing at Atwood Fest on the Luther Allison stage Saturday, that same day right before Flavor the Kills. Plus Horace Green, also from the Fox Valley. Amazing guitar player, great band, coming down and playing at Atwood Fest. And then now we have another local legend living right here, Mojo Perry. He's moved to Madison.
Yes, he has.
He's going to be playing his cigar box guitar. I don't even know what to expect from this guy. It's going to be crazy.
I'm pretty excited to meet Mojo Perry. Because I've heard his music for years, and he's kind of a legend in the cigar box guitar genre, I guess you could say.
Blues. And playing with his whole band. So
yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
And he's going to be followed by Dusty Bo coming up from Louisville, Kentucky.
Terry Barr is pretty excited about that.
Wow, Dusty Bo, one amazing guitar player. So, I mean, that's just like one day on one stage. So there's 30 bands, 3 stages, 2 days. Over 200 musicians perform at Atwood Fest. That's July 27th and 28th. We'll be previewing it all month, and it's my favorite festival of the year. So.
Of course, and it's such a great festival. I mean, not only for the music, Lili, but also for the community that's around it, all the shops and vendors. As you're walking down, you know, it's obviously we're talking about Atwood Fest, but it could be any festival in any city. But when you're walking down that street with the vendors on either side, the smells of the food, the visions of all the people being happy and doing happy things.
I just always love any time in Madison when we close streets to drink. Like, I just feel like it's like, it's just like such a Wisconsin thing. And I really enjoy that energy of just like being on the east side and where it is. It's just such a like, you know, with like the Barrymore. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like a really classic Madison time. And I was going to shout out about the vendors. I love shopping and the food and drinks along with the music. So Atwood Fest is great.
You could buy a lot of cool, unique pieces of art or jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. Clothing.
Our good friend, Andrew Fry from Cosmic Delights. He's down there every year.
Oh, yeah. Every year. My daughter had her like caricature drawn there one year. Just amazing. Hmm. So artists doing live stuff, interacting, you know, there's always so much stuff. And the Sugar Maple stage this year is improving in the Monty's lot. So come there. We have Candy Cigarette playing there on Sunday. And Feastette, Jimmy, who we had here in the lair, they're going to be opening Saturday with some smooth lounge jazz.
You know, if you want to, on Friday afternoon, if you want to chill out at work before Atwood Fest, go to maxincradio.com. Find the podcast for the Feastette when they were in the studio here. It was amazing. I was off that night. I think Rob Roberts was here.
Oh, yeah. Really good recording. The guy that plays trumpet, amazing. Got to check him out.
Jimmy K, Rocker, Lili Lux hanging out for Terry Barr tonight. Appreciate you coming in tonight, Lili. It's been fun the last 2 weeks doing radio with you. You know Karen Wheelock, right?
I do.
Wheels?
Yeah.
She co-hosted and was a guest on, or she was a guest on the Jimmy K show so many times that Edub and I made her a co-host of the show.
Fantastic.
So we'll have to get like maybe a...
Are you alluding to something?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. We have to get more microphones in the talk studio so it can be Terry Barr and Lili Lux and Rocker.
We'll have the microphones rubbed together, Jimmy.
Now we're talking.
We'll get nice and close and personal. What's coming up this hour, Rocker? What do you got coming up?
We still have Mike Love, son
Kristen.
Of... Christian Love. Love, son of Mike Love of the Beach Boys. They're coming soon to Green Bay, and then we have Live in the Lair with the Rogue Electric coming up just in a little while.
And of course, Shane Christopher Neal, Indie Rock 45, independent music, local music from Southern Ontario. It's our sister local music city, if you can believe it or not. It's not official yet. We're going to get the mayors involved here, Lili, but make like St. Catharines and never mind. I'll tell you later off air.
Okay.
And After Hours with Rob Roberts coming up too. This is brand new music just released. You have not heard this before. It's The Solution from Madison, Wisconsin. Their brand new song called Still Alive. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking along. You thought you'd learn how to fly till you pass off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction and positive thinking. Teaching nervous business, many others succeeding. And his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My soul went out for a walk, but was stabbed in the back. I told him time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. We talked of honesty, integrity, and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My food.
So my soul pulled up a chair, lit a candle for you, and then he waited patiently by the window, but you never came back. And my soul won't go walking anymore.
Civic Media, we are local music with The Solution and Still Alive. That is a debut of brand new music here on Max Inc. Radio, and I always get excited when I get to do that. Plus, Rocker, the guys in The Solution, they are awesome. Super excited about their new album dropping very soon, you know?
You know, Jimmy, it is very soon, and the guys, I'm just reading a note that they said they want to get in here in a couple weeks to do an interview. They're really busy.
Yep, they're coming soon.
But this is their new music. Great band, Adrian Grimes from England, kind of a rock star over there, came over here to Madison because his wife is in the university, I believe, in medical, and him as well, and started this band with Jim Bant. From people might remember him as the drummer from Rock Sally. And so it's just kind of
Rock Sally.
Yeah, Rock Sally, you know. So it's a great band. I'm glad to see that they have some new music out.
That song, Still Alive, kind of gave me a Skid Row-ish vibe, you know, the late 80s, maybe early 90s, but more late 80s, you know. It's still good. It was rock and roll. This where I was kind of brought up on, you know.
It's making a comeback.
That's pretty cool. New Solution, congratulations on that new song. Another band, Rocker, from Madison that has brand new music that we're going to play a track from right now is Go Play God. Shout out to Big John for calling me and saying, hey, Jimmy, hey, let's play some new music on your radio show, dude. I'm like, okay.
Big John, he's such a great drummer, and they're a great band too, Go Play God. So I'm glad to see them out now finally with new music.
Go ahead, Lily.
How can people send you music? Because I didn't know you could do that. So yes. Educate me, please.
Wow, okay. That's a really good question. So Jimmy? If you're an artist, if you're in a band, you got new music dropping, we love playing new music on a statewide radio network. You can send it to us right now at music@civicmedia.us. Or you can
that easy.
Hit the website, maxincradio.com, and Rocker has placed a nice little packet of information for you too. Also, if you want to play live in the lair, get that up, because we got a lot of artists coming up live in the lair.
That's right, Jimmy, we do. And next week Sarah is going to be live in the lair. That's going to be a really special show. I'm really happy to bring her in.
All right, brand new Go Play God. Now, you've never heard this is the first time. It's called Never Enough. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Come on.
Maxi Coast Civic Media. We are local music, brand new music there from Go Play God out of Madison, Wisconsin. A song's called Never Enough. I know they got the new music. I believe they have the new music up on Spotify. They're also on Bandcamp, and just connected with them. They're a bunch of good people. Jimmy K, Rocker, Lee Lux. We got Live in the Lair with the Rogue Electrics from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're in studio. They're getting them warmed up. Can't wait to get them on air tonight. I should also tell you, the weather in Madison, Dane County is pretty much in the clear, but those of you in Milwaukee, Waukesha, perhaps you're at Geek Fest right now at State Fair Park or Summerfest in Milwaukee, you should seek shelter immediately. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning. Corey Hartman is monitoring the situation, but we just want you to be safe for those of you listening on the Shaw right now. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glassing Gifts, locally owned, locally blown glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassinggifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate, buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We got Kristen Love with Terry Barr coming up next as Max Inc. Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Crazy for you and all the things you do, and every time it's cool, oh, I just want to stay in the room all day with you. Think about you late at night, but I'm still with you. We always seem to get it right, every day and every single night. Do you really want to know what I'm feeling about you? I keep moving around on the road without you.
crazy for you. And all the things we do, and every time school, oh, I just wanna stay in the room all day with you. Think about you late at night, but I'm so into you. We always seem to get it right, everything, every single night. There's God with time that you're fooling around, and I don't wanna wait around for your phone call. And the beat comes down every time that I hear that sound, and I don't wanna wait around, 'cause I'm crazy for you.
Join me in welcoming to Max Inc. Radio, Christian Love. Christian, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hello, everybody.
Yes, we are so excited to talk to you. And I love that we are able to catch you while you are out on tour. And also the debut of your solo album. Is all of this happening at the same time, it feels like?
It's all been going really well. We've been traveling a lot, and I think the summer has kind of like just gotten underway.
Now, we just heard your song, Crazy For You. Tell us about this song.
This is a song I think I wrote maybe about 3 years ago out on the road, and it was about my girlfriend being a little bit lonesome out on the road and wondering what she's doing and this and that. It's one of those kind of songs. It's just kind of like sort of a love song, but sort of sad, but sort of happy too.
And I love that anybody can kind of read into it whatever they want for their own sort of personal message too. That's a good song, and that's a good songwriter. So way to go on that. I want to mention that, yes, you are on tour and you are out with the Beach Boys. Wonder why that is.
There might be some lineage there. I don't know.
Yeah, if our listeners have ever heard of Mike Love, that would be your dad. And he's one of the original Beach Boys. Do they actually get a chance to play any of your songs, or are you on tour to really help support them?
Well, yes, definitely on tour to support my dad's music and his legacy. But also, he's given me the chance to play one of my own songs in the set.
That's got to be so exciting. Tell me about how this feels, though, with the debut of your solo album. It's called Only Alibis.
It feels great. I just had such a good time recording all these songs. And, you know, some of them were formulated during the pandemic. I had lots of time to sort of zone in on songwriting because we had a lot of spare time on our hands, as you remember. It was real natural progression of songs, and I got to get in the studio in Pasadena and basically re-record the stuff that I recorded a bunch of the instruments to make the record sound better and more analog.
I've been lucky, and I've been able to hear quite a few of the songs. Obviously, we just played one and we're going to play another, but I think the album is terrific. You should be really proud of it. It's fun to hear about these songs too, but I want to ask you a little bit about your backstory. You know, you grow up the son of Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Do you decide, I want to be a musician when you're a little kid?
I think when I decided I wanted to be a musician was in high school watching MTV.
When they played videos.
Yeah, they played videos. Yeah, I really got inspired by a lot of the 80s bands. A lot of the 80s new wave bands. I started wanting to write songs myself.
And here you are.
Here I am.
That's amazing. So what would you do if you weren't a musician? Did you have a backup plan?
Oh, that is a very good question. And I really didn't have a good solid backup plan. So I'm glad this panned out for me. I was always really into sports, so it's possible that I could have. But I think this is definitely, for me, a more idealistic route.
So I'm happy to hear that the Beach Boys and your dad, that you get to play one of your songs with them. But do you have a favorite Beach Boys song?
That's a hard to choose. But if I had to choose one, I would say the most well-crafted, in my opinion, is Wouldn't It Be Nice? And, you know, the crowd always instantly, as soon as you play the intro riff, is like always so soon to stand up and dance. And if there's one song that gets the party started, I would say it's Wouldn't It Be Nice.
What does it feel like to be out there with your dad? I mean, this is something kind of rare, I would have to say. Not everybody gets to experience something like this.
I agree. I think it's been a great way to really connect with my dad, because for a good portion of my life, I was doing my thing at home and he was out on the road. So this has just been a great way to get closer and to be able to spend more time with my dad, which has been really great.
You are at a venue for a show right now. What venue are you at? And has it been a little while? You guys had a little bit of a break, so you're getting back out there. But where are you right now?
I see a sign that says Naxted. We're in Virginia. Yeah, we don't always know our schedule. We just kind of go with the flow. But it's a beautiful venue.
You have a tour stop coming up in Wisconsin, in Green Bay, on July 11th. And I know people are going to go bonkers over you guys.
Yes.
Well, you'll know you're in Green Bay because you'll be able to see Lambeau Field from the venue where you're playing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's only about a block away, so that'll be a lot of fun. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you want to add?
We got another album that's coming out. We're just kind of waiting patiently.
What?
Yes, another album coming out. My website is christianloveofficial.org. I'm on Christian Love Official on Instagram and basically all of the streaming platforms the album's out on.
Do you try to keep your days as normal as you can while you're on tour? And I don't even know, what does that look like? What is normal on tour?
Yeah, normal on tour, we usually try to get together to get a little workout in. You know, we usually leave anywhere between 9 and noon. We basically spend our 3-4 hours on the bus. Then we'll get to the venue like we just did right now, and we'll hang out.
I am very lucky talking with Christian Love right now. And of course, Christian has his own music out, but he is also the son of Mike Love, one of the original Beach Boys, and he is on tour with them right now. Christian, we're going to end this interview with Some Summer. I mean, this song does not get better for the summertime. Tell me about this song.
This song was a song that I recorded after a session in Pasadena. This song started going through my head. I laid the music down and then I just started firing off some words. And these are actually the first words that I came up with. I didn't change them at all. The two verses that I wrote, I just wanted to get it down before I forgot about it.
I mean, and it's hitting at the right time with summertime.
I agree with the video and everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the video. I guess you had a little help on it.
A little help from Full House.
That John Stamos guy.
Yeah, that's John Stamos guy. Why don't I just ask John to help produce this video? I called him up and asked him, and he was totally game. He was on board.
We will share the song with the video on our socials so everybody can get a peek at it, because it's just so much fun.
Oh, thank you so much. I really
absolutely appreciate it. All right, Christian, I'm going to say goodbye to you for now. And we are going to hit it here with Some Summer. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, baby.
In the some summer, we did it all last summer. In the some summer, we did it all last summer.
Some summer.
Seek on Civic Media, Christian Love, and Some Summer. Thanks to Terry Barr and Christian Love for the awesome interview tonight. Appreciate that. You can catch that podcast later this week at maxincradio.com. Jimmy K, Rocker, Lili Lux. We got Live in the Lair with the Rogue Electrics. They're here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to rock the Lair tonight. The Rogue Electrics coming up at 9. Max Inc. on Civic Media with brand new Cat in a Hurricane.
No matter what I do, I feel like a costume. You know what that feels like? I don't think you do. Done running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and a strand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. Undress myself. Your projection, don't need your attention. We need more protection, they're killing us now. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Undress myself.
Myself. To make you more comfortable.
Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and tradition, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in, it's no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trip me, I'm here for magicians. My mission specific, aligned with the limits. Survival and fitness, it's God's decision. Don't be surprised we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening consistent? My sentence is given, we all coexist. I'm with the rainbows missing. Jangle addition, the block just thickens. No pop shit pickings, my locks is in it. You know my chakras are sitting. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it, let me go. But this week gon' be swap, hey.
Are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone.
7,000 Apart, Started a Fire on Max Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, of course, an awesome duel from Wisconsin and Switzerland as well, I guess. They were just on with Pete Schwabba during Nightlife this past week. The podcast is right now at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Nightlife icon. We got Live in the Lair with the Rogue Electrics just around the corner. Right now is Alex White and Friends, Papa La Funk. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Enough.
There's a tree and a plastic lake, just looking out on the dream of another day. Dip, chip, flipping and sizzling saute. Who is the hunter and who is the prey? Soar through the air, but everybody beware. It's a fast drop from the top. If you zip on the sphere, span the bridges of time, space, replace the bad feelings with a better mind state. Radiate to brighter days. And if we have any luck, then our glasses be raised and give thanks. We'll save us some unknown grace. Beats quake, the city street speakers with bass. I don't care what they say. Haters gonna hate, and players gonna play.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.